hasn't read Wicked and the Boy? Hasn't. Okay. Who hasn't read past issue 11? Yeah, the second trade. You know, the bit where... Okay.
I think we can still include that. Thank
you. We're literally here editing slides so we don't remove major spoilers.
Without further ado, one of the most harmonious creative teams in all comics. They are here, Phonogram, and the Wicked and Divine, and other comics we won't talk about because it's an image panel. Jim Gunn and Jamie McKelvey. All right, guys, let's start from the beginning. It's 2003.
Those babies.
Kelly Sue.
So young.
Kelly Sue. Kelly Sue Khan.
Yeah.
Laughing at us.
What was she laughing at?
Oh, I mean,
look at us.
She was just talking to somebody else in the background.
I was sitting next to Steve Sanders and Matt Fraction, if I remember rightly.
Yeah.
So, Jane, you approached the table that Kieran was at, correct?
Yeah. You had some samples of Suburban Glamour. So
yeah.
What was that conversation?
So basically, I had done a couple of pages for a photocopied black and white anthology with some people on the internet in 2003, we think. Yeah, we think. We're not sure. Because we're very old and the past is a fault. The person who put the anthology together was sharing a table with Kieran, but he wasn't at the table. So I started talking to Kieran. Trying to be polite.
I said, can we have to do a live performance of this, can we? Okay. Can I see your portfolio?
Okay.
I've got an idea for a comic called Phonogram I think you'll be perfect for.
Okay.
See.
And then he sent me the script of a proof of concept of Phonogram, which was basically the Beth subplot throughout Rue Britannia as just a single issue. And I read that and foolishly wasn't put off. Went from there. That was like the easiest bit of our entire career.
Yeah,
just like that, just that happened. And then we didn't even put out the comic for another 4 years, three or 4 years. So.
Absolutely. So, Kieran, you had just written some comics for Warren.
Wow. Yeah.
I told you I did some homework.
But what struck you about Jamie's artwork? And Jamie, what appealed to you about Kieran's writing?
Really? Well, he looked malleable. it was kind of like immediately, he was like, oh no, Jamie is reading the same only comics I am. Like, you know, as in here's someone who clearly loves Blue Monday, you know, and he's immediately drawing this Suburban Glamour. This is even the one you've seen, as he did several versions of Suburban Glamour's first few pages before it actually came out.
Yeah.
So it would have been, he's drawing fashion, he's drawing like music scenes, and he's drawing them with an eye for somebody who gets it. You know, I never have to explain to Jamie why it's important what shoes someone's wearing. You know, like something like Phonogram and Wicked, it's very important the aesthetics and what they mean, the semiotics and clothing. So all that, you know, but mainly that he clearly had seen Blue Monday. Charlie Clifton, her comic is astounding, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, similar sort of thing, like we don't necessarily share 100% of the same music taste, but understanding music in the same way. That was very clear from the script of Phonogram. Obviously, it's a book about music, so that was kind of important. And I have nothing better to do than draw your comics. So.
Did you both hate the band Cool as Shaker equally?
Probably. Do you actually hate them as much as I do?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Not because you really hate things when you hate them.
Yeah, yeah, like
you get very,
annoying.
Intellectual about it. you think very deeply about why you hate things.
So the actual, the visceral response to Cooler Shake was on many levels. Like, there was one of those kind of like, I really kind of, what actually gets to you about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's like this intersection of class and sexism and like lots of, you know, just a lot of things implicit and also nostalgia and like, horrible stuff.
So, let's talk about Phonogram, and as we can see, you're paying homage to British pop at the time, right?
Yeah.
So where did the transfer come, or think about British pop as a way to feel imagined?